This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After the surge of people applying for unemployment benefits during deep pandemic, governments sent some money to ineligible recipients. And now Texas has sent notices to about 1.5 million people asking for the money back. But critics say Texas is being too aggressive and its fraud detection too often flags the wrong people. Texas joins a growing number of states being sued over their unemployment systems. Texas Public Radio's Paul Flav reports.
Catherine Tapia was laid off in March 2020 from a daycare in Harlingen, so she applied for unemployment.
I started receiving payments. Everything was going fine.
She was one of the 2.5 million Texans who applied for unemployment in the first 3 months of the pandemic. That's somewhere between 10 and 20 times the number in an average year.
And then all of a sudden, I want to say maybe around September, I started receiving letters of overpayment.
The Texas Workforce Commission said she wasn't unemployed, that she had a job in North Carolina and in South Carolina and one in Delaware. According to state records, Tapia is one of 250,000 Texans sent an overpayment notice due to an ID theft issue. David Mock with the Texas Rio Grande Legal Aid says Texas Workforce Commission, or TWC, is kicking people off unemployment without due process, and that breaks the law.
The law is very clear that the TWC, before it determines someone has been overpaid, needs to consult that person and get their response.
Texas tried to get money back from 1.5 million people between 2020 and 2021, and 500,000 Texans have appealed. The state also tried to seize the federal tax returns of 31,000 residents. Texas isn't the only state being sued over its practices. Rhode Island, Michigan, and Maryland have also been sued. Michelle Evermore oversees unemployment insurance modernization for the U.S. Department of Labor. Her office offered guidance on when states can waive overpayments of pandemic unemployment dollars.
We're trying to identify scenarios in which the state made a mistake and people got overpaid, but it wasn't their fault. The money's long gone, and we should really try to hold some of these people harmless when they've made innocent errors.
But in Texas, between March 2020 and June 2021, the state rejected people's overpayment waivers about 90% of the time. In San Antonio, I'm Paul Flav for Marketplace.